Hey.
You got us now, Stu?
We do, in fact. Have you, Barney? Welcome, folks, to the Grand Caribou Opry with head caribou, Barney Benthall. We got all sorts of folks next door. There's Leroy Stagger there. There's Dustin Benthall. There's Ridley Bent. Who else is in there?
Leslie Alexander and Kendall Carson.
My goodness, it's a full house. And, wow. And you're playing tomorrow night at the West End Cultural Center.
Yeah, we are. We're doing what we call the Grand Caribou Opry. Actually, tomorrow night the plan was to do shows in BC, and then we ended up picking up this show in Winnipeg. So tomorrow night is our first performance.
Wow. So you're getting all the kinks out live here on the Twang Trust tonight. That's very exciting for me.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're excited.
Well, I'm going to let you take it away.
Okay.
Yeehaw! Tired of getting up and going to work, kissing the ass of some old jerk. Well, I'm here to tell you, help is on its way. Howdy, folks, it's nice to be here, soaking up the atmosphere. Get yourself a seat and stay a while. Well, the Opry Orchestra aims to please and make you high, weak in the knees, maybe shed a quiet tear. With Jack back there steering, fine music you'll be hearing. Some are old and some are brand spanking new. Yeah, we're going out tonight to see the Opry. Put a pretty dress on, make sure it's nice and tight. We're going out tonight to see the Opry. So dance me, darling, till the morning light. Lipstick, dust off the makeup, mix a martini and give it a shake up. I'll shine up my cracked old dancing boots. Let them bygones be hell bent long gone. I'll give you a twirl to an old time love song. Cast aside them mean old money blues. Warm lights pouring out of the caribou dance hall. The guitars and fiddles shaking the stud walls as red nappy faces take the floor. Yeah, it's element left and element right. Get a little closer, honey, I won't bite. Say you'll stay with me forevermore. Yeah, we're going out tonight to see the Opry. Put a pretty dress on, make sure it's nice and tight. We're going out tonight to see the Opry. So dance, my darling, till the morning light. That's right, honey, dance, my darling, till the morning light. That's right, honey, dance, my darling, till the morning light. I want you to be here.
Yes, hello. Welcome, caribous. My goodness. So whose idea was this whole thing? Is this a time-worn tradition, or is this something new?
You know what where it started was our band, the Legendary Hearts, been playing the caribou, the Clinton May Ball in the caribou for about 5 or 6 years now. And It started out where we would just do what we normally did as a rock and roll band, and it's gradually evolved to where we've been doing this kind of music. So it was really an extension of great rehearsals in kitchens and living rooms at ranch houses, and we just decided to take it on the road, and here we are.
Wow. Well, now, your new record, which is a fabulous new thing, a Gift Horse, it sort of goes along with this in some ways. It's a lot rootsier than folks might be expecting from Barney Bentall.
Yeah, it is. But it's been about 8 years between records for me, and over that period of time, I think I started doing more and more of this music all the time. It's sort of the way I started touring, and it's just been a natural involvement. The records like this, it's such a great experience. It's very different from rock and roll. I mean, I think it still has the same energy, but it's just been it's been a great experience to play music and with all these people.
Yeah. Now it's kind of scary for me actually. You've actually got a kid of recording artist age. Your son Dustin has a record out, and now his is quite a rootsy affair too. I'm wondering, did he have any influence on what you're doing these days?
Oh yeah, yeah. No. Well, I mean, I think everything influences you, but I was sort of going in that direction. But you know, I guess it's the music he was listening to. Yeah. I don't really examine it too deeply, to be honest. Just go follow my nose.
Did Dustin want to, you know, become an accountant or anything, but you pressured him into the family business?
I don't know. It's kind of difficult. Nobody can hear what you're saying, but yeah. they're all looking with blank faces. He's wondering if you ever wanted to be a chartered accountant.
I was thinking pretty strongly about going to law school, but counting, no, I'm not that good with numbers.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you do what you do best and make some more noise in there. Sounded great out here.
Okay, Ridley Bent's going to do a song right now.
Oh, we love Ridley Bent around here.
They love you around here.
All right.
Okay, take her away.
This one's called Heartland Heartbreak. Fell in love with those golden mornings. Hey, how you doing? Got a lot of friends. Yeah, I got myself a shepherd cross. She had pups and I kept them all. Just me and my barn dogs, waiting on a woman with the right touch. She comes along and I fall in love. And I loved her like a country song. But country songs don't last that long. Before I knew it, she was gone. She was my heartland heartbreak, my pretty little mistake. She left me down by the cold lake. Now she's driving my truck away. My pretty little 58. I tried to stop her, but it was too late. She left me holding my tailgate. Sometimes I don't know my own strength. Candle. Friday picking my guitar. When she walked in, she saw the Western Star. I saw my chance to have a good March. Well, that month turned into a year, and we threw her in a second gear. Country living and a lot of free beer. I guess one day she headed up to here. She was my heartland heartbreak, my pretty little mistake. She left me down by the cold lake. Now she's driving my truck away. My pretty little 58. I tried to stop her, but it was too late. She left me holding my tailgate. Sometimes I don't know my own strength. bunny hounds could smell a goodbye. I wasn't selling her for any price, no. And that took a toll on my love life. See, she wanted me to sell it all, move to the city and get a real job. Well, I told her I would rather go to hell. She told me she'd rather I go by myself. She was my heartland heartbreak, my pretty little mistake. She left me down by the cold lake. Now she's driving my truck away. My pretty little 58. I tried to stop her, but it was too late. She left me holding my tailgate. Yeah, sometimes I don't know my own strength. Bring us home, Kendall.
Wow. Wow. Ridley Bent, folks, here on the Twang Trust live with all his pals. And I'd ask Ridley a question, but he can't hear me.
Why don't you want? I'll pass the headphones. You can ask him.
Yeah, okay. Pass it on to Ridley there. Live in the studio, Mr. Ridley Bent. Welcome to the Twang Trust, Ridley.
Aloha, Manitoba.
This is technically the second time you've been on the show.
That's right.
Yeah, he's an old veteran. Now that's that's a new one. I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's a new one. It's one about Barney's Ranch, actually.
Wow. No, I'm not hearing a whole lot of hip hop going on in that one.
Yeah, that's definitely on the countryside of my countryside.
Yeah. Now, your next record, is it true you're dropping the hip hop thing to do a straight country thing?
That is the truth.
Wow. Now
I'm not completely dropping that idea of doing hip hop, though.
Now, is that peer pressure? You're hanging out with a lot of folks who doesn't look like have much in the way of, you know, Beastie Boy albums in their collections.
Yeah, I think it is all about my friends.
Yeah, it is. It's peer pressure. Well, I don't know. Don't let them get on you, because Blam is an amazing, amazing record.
Thank you very much.
Now, I'm wondering, now, obviously, we're going to turn the mic over to somebody else, but before the night is over, I'm wondering if we can get you to do your... a song I heard you do at the West End Cultural Center when you were through for the WCMAs is the record collection song.
Ooh, Nine Inch Nails.
That's it.
Actually, I wrote that with Dustin Bentall, who is here today in the studio. So, yeah, maybe we can throw down a little Nine Inch after Leroy Rocks.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll mull it over. And wow, so that's a good intro. Leroy Steger wandering into the mix now. And, wow, this is very exciting, kids. The Grand Caribou Opry happening tomorrow night at the West End Cultural Center. Ridley Bent, Dustin and Barney Bentall, Leroy Steger, a cast of thousands. And they're all here for you tonight, live on the Twang Trust. And I believe we're handing the reins over to Leroy, who himself has an amazing new record out, Depression River. Congratulations on the record you were meant to make.
Thanks for playing it.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. What are we going to hear now?
We're going to hear a new song that we've been doing lately, especially with this band, because it just sounds so good. We did it in the studio last time we were at the college, I guess, and with Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
He told me to say hi to him tonight, too. He was a bit jealous.
He's listening on his solid gold headphones. They're richer over there, as you can tell.
Well,
huh?
I had to. He was a bit jealous. I talked to him the other day, and I said I owe Stu one. So
that's right.
Got to do this. But this is a song I'm going to make a bluegrass record, hopefully this year. And this is one of the songs I wrote for it. It's called Prairie Home. I grew up in the mountains near the deep blue sea, to the plains of Alberta where the good Lord cared me. Fell in love with a dark-haired girl, no longer will I roam. Oh Lord, I love my prairie home. My prairie home, my prairie home. Open skies, never alone. Bear me, my prairie home. Well, God smiles upon us nearly every day out here. Out every way, crops they are barren, our hearts are pure as stone. Here I'll stand in my prairie home, my prairie home, my prairie home. Open skies, never alone. Bear me. Cattle grazing in the fields for the calves, it won't be long. The mountains in the distance where the pine tree stands alone. Here I'll stay in my prairie home. My prairie home, my prairie home. Open skies, ever alone. Now these hands are cracked and bleeding. The soul's a little worn. 100 years of family farming and pulling up the corn. The dirt is like my family, so I'll never be alone. And here I'll stay in my prairie home. My prairie home. Bury me in my prairie home.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Live here on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, it's the Grand Caribou Opry, which is happening tomorrow night at the West End Cultural Center. Leroy Steger there, a brand new tune. Very exciting.
Thanks, Stevie.
So who's going to get the headphones next?
Who's take Dust?
Dustin Bentall, a fabulous new record.
Yeah.
It's called Streets With No Lights.
Howdy, folks.
And who knew that Barney actually had a son of recording artist age? It's making me feel real old, let me tell you. But it's an amazing record. Boy, Crash Hard is probably A1 on the Twang Trust right now.
Oh, that's good to hear, man. Thanks for playing it.
It's a treat. It's a treat. It's awesome. How long have you been doing this shtick?
I've been performing for about 2 years now, doing it kind of on the road a little bit with the band for the last year or so. So it's all still pretty new to me.
Well, that's pretty, for a record this good, to be that new of a thing for you is pretty amazing. And it looks like bigger and better things on the way. But we're going to let you do something right now with this whole troupe. What are we going to hear?
Well, I think we'll do Such a Shame, maybe.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Yeah, and my harmonica you're sitting on, I think. Old man always getting in the way. Yeah.
Old men are funny, aren't they?
I'm losing you guys here in the headphones, but gonna do a duet that Crash Hard song with a local gal there, Rami Mays, tomorrow night.
Oh man,
yeah,
that's gonna be sweet.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Let me just get organized here. It's in E, and you got your work cut out for you here at the end of this one, Kendall. All right, this one's on that record. I guess it's easy. You can follow along.
I wish you all could have seen us one time. We was trying to cross the New York State borderline. They wanted to know all along what she was doing so far from home. They found some grass in a tobacco sack. I thought for sure they was gonna send us back. Boys, I tell you, she had all the lines. Guess them boys just had to cry. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. Pearl white eyelids, they captured me. How can they not? I was 17. I worked so hard that summer just to have her. How foolish of I to think it lasts forever. Boys, I tell you, she had it turned on, but now she's gone. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. It's such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, because now she's gone. Off the highway and into the mud. I held her in my arms the day she died. Yeah, that's no lie. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found her resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. It's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found.
Wow.
Kendall Carson on the fiddle there, y'all.
Very sweet playing.
Leslie Alexander on banjo. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you plug me in?
Very exciting. Now, tomorrow night's show, this is actually a big benefit for the Winnipeg Harvest Food Bank, is it not?
Yeah, it certainly is.
And, well, great timing. Get them a little extra dough before the big Christmas season.
Yeah, we were able to throw this together in a very short period of time. The idea kind of sparked during the West Coast Music Awards, and we had some people were able to put it together before Christmas, before the New Year. So.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it came together as fast as it did.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Well, that's fabulous. Now, who else? Kendall there, she plays with the Paperboys these days for a good chunk of her time, does she not?
Yeah, she does.
And it was good. She usually doesn't hang out with such scary people.
Crew, yeah. I guess.
But it's quite the thing. So yeah, more music. Who do we have next?
What is next?
I don't know. Do you want to do one, Leslie?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna pass you on to Leslie Alexander here.
All right.
I don't know if you want the headphones, they're kind of Elvis Stardo.
But what can I do that everybody sings on?
I don't know.
Slow down.
Yeah.
I gotta reach out for that.
So I just did down a D or?
Yeah, but yeah, dude, I need my harmonica off. Too. Why don't you do another one and then I'll do slow down and I'll go get my.
Oh, no,
or Brian and I can crank out the nines now.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Then we'll wind up with slow down. I'll go get my
harmonica. Hey, Slim.
Hey, Slim.
Oh, sure. He runs out of the room just when you need him.
So we should throw those on Brian. Get him.
Do any old song.
Is he gone?
Brian.
So all of a sudden it's turned into a bunch of dope smoking weirdos.
Should I just start it?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so this is that song you're talking about, old Nine Inch Nails, that Ridley and I wrote this summer.
We heard the Ridley Bent version a few months ago, and now we're going to hear the Dustin Bentall version.
I met her in a record shop. She was into hard rock. We had a wild affair. She moved in and the rent was shared. Yeah, we spent a lot of nights listening to records in the candlelight. If it wasn't for music, we never would have fallen in love. The breakup was a rough one. Well, she pulled out a shotgun. Talked her down and we worked it out. She got it all in the matching couch. And I still got my records and I need a sad song. But wouldn't you know it, the jackets are wrong. All the sad ones are gone. I got her tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. Hall, I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up. When we were high on rails, she got my 9-pound hammer, I got her 9-inch nails. Now we need Brian for the other verse, but he's gone. Too bad. She caught me on the south side of town, downtown with Pamela Brown, an educated, well-intentioned, good girl in our town. She had me all tied up, I had her all tied down. If it wasn't for music, I never would have fallen in love. I got a tool collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. Hall. I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up.
Well, she won't return my phone calls. I'm running low on alcohol. I drive down to the LCB, get myself some Tennessee whiskey, and I throw on some Black Hole Sun, 'cause you know I kinda like that one. If it wasn't for music, I never would've fallen in love. I got a tune collection. She got my working man's blues. She got my Tom T. Hall. I got her Husker Du. Yeah, we got them all mixed up. When we were high on rails, she got my 9-pound hammer, I got her 9-inch nails. Yeah, she got my 9-pound hammer, and I got her 9-inch nails.
Nine-inch
nails. That's a classic. That's a classic.
Is anyone listening in?
What's that?
It's quite the route we got here. Shortest distance between two points is straight line.
Oh,
that's
oh my
funny.
God, what's going on here?
Especially if you bend over far enough to your right, I think it'll work.
It's absolute cacophony here in the studios, folks, but it's sounding great.
Ground control to Major Stu.
Hey.
Leslie's going to play a song now.
That sounds like a good idea.
It's Leslie Alexander, everybody.
All right.
Hi, everybody. Am I happening? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Slow down, take a good look around. This moment's all that you've got, so take your eyes off the clock. Slow down, slow down. I said slow down, slow down. Stop and listen to the sound. There's a car passing by. There's somebody asking why. We should slow down, slow down. The time that you take is just the time that you borrow. Why'd you want to spend today chasing after tomorrow? When you can slow down, slow down. What you lost will be found. Like the laughter of a child, so bittersweet and wild, singing slow down. So fast, catching up to forever. If you want to make it last, we've got to be here together. So let's slow down, slow down. What you lost will be found. Slow down, slow down. slow down. I'm saying slow down, slow down.
Yeah, Leslie Alexander, folks. Wow, this is such a huge treat for me, you guys.
Curling. This is a huge treat.
It's almost a big night, yeah.
It's a huge treat for us, too, Stu. It's a real treat for us to come into lovely UMFM studios here. And
No. That's that Jeff again. This is CKW, Leroy.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
CKW. Yeah, no, that's not Leroy. This is Dustin. Yeah, Jeff Robson's infiltrated my brain.
Oh, no.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thanks, Stu.
Thanks so much for coming down.
We got a rehearsal, and then there's a Bonspiel happening, too.
Ooh. Well, very exciting. Can we get one more out of you?
Can we get another song? Yeah.
How about a big group sing-along?
How about Something to Live For?
Yeah, let's do it.
No way.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yep.
Come on, I thought that song was about me.
Stu's saying that we have to do that song, so.
What should we do?
Hey, does Barney know any AC/DC covers?
Barney songs?
Jeez. I don't know. What are we going to play tomorrow?
Let's do Carol.
Let's do Carol, yours
off your record.
Yeah, sure. Kind of
let's do the Highland Fling here. You take the banjo.
Whose guitar is that?
I
thought that's a nice guitar.
It's beauty.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Kendall.
Is it okay if we do Carol, Stu?
That sounds like a fabulous choice from the new Leroy Stagger album on Boompa Records and Tapes.
Boompa Records and Tapes.
Depression River, it's called.
That's what it's called.
And I actually had somebody phoning me up this week asking me where they could buy one. I'm betting they can buy one at the show tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, they can buy one at the show, and I'm pretty sure that they have some at Music Traders. Trader. That's the store that I went to, and Burton Cummings was standing there, and I walked in the door after I'd just flown in. It was my first big tour where I got to ride a plane, and... I walk in, that's the only place I knew in Winnipeg was Music Trader. So I walk in there with my suitcase and my guitar, and there's Burton Cummings. He looks at me, stares me up and down, and shakes his head and walks by me.
And now, that's not the full story either. Part two is even better.
Part two is even better when I went to play the show that night, and of course you were there, Stu. You and Jeff, I think, were about the only two people there. And... I forgot his name. Is that the story that you're talking?
No. Wasn't Burton trying to return a record let him?
Yeah, Burton was. He was trying to return some CDs, or probably got them from the record label or something, and they wouldn't buy them back off of him.
Were they old Burton Cummings solo albums?
Yeah, old Burton Cummings solo albums that no one wants. This is a song called "Carol." It's off Depression River. 2, 3, 4. Carol took my photograph in the rain at 0 mile. She promised me a cigarette, and I promised her my best fake smile. While sitting in the tall grass, wishing we were in another land, she just lit my cigarette and took me by the hand down that highway. Taking me away from home, down that highway, the only place that I feel alone. Me and Carol got married when we turned 21. Her
Her daddy never liked me much. To her mother I was their only son. Wooden ghosts and car parts were scattered through our backyard. Loving her was easy to do, leaving was the only thing hard. Went down that highway, it's taking me away from home. Down that highway, the only place that I feel alone. Down that highway, it feels like it's got no end. Down that highway, the white line is your only friend. Died 5 years ago, giving birth to our only son. Her mama and daddy and me put her in the ground November 21. Well, sometimes late at night, I sit at our bedroom window, wishing I was somewhere with her, waiting for the wind to blow us down there high.
Tomorrow night, West End Cultural Center, the Grand Caribou Opry. You want to be there, folks. West End Cultural Center is the place to be tomorrow night. Thank you so much, everybody. Barney Bentall, Dustin Bentall, Ridley Bent, Leroy Steger, Leslie Alexander, Kendall Carson. Wow.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, folks.
Thanks again.
And have a great show tomorrow. I know people are going to have the time of their lives.
Thank you.
All right.
Here's an old Australian folk song for you.
She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had sightless eyes telling me no lie, knocking me out with those American thighs. Giving more than a share, she had me fighting for her. She told me to come, but I was already there. Cause the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching. We were making it, and you shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me all night long. Double time on the seduction line. She was one of a kind, just mine, all mine. Wanting no applause, just another cause. Made a meal out of me, and then she come back for
another round. Now I'm back in the ring to take another swing. Cause the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching, and we were making it, and you shook me all night long. You shook me all night long. You know that you shook me all night long. Oh, darling, you shook me all.